And a very happy Thursday to all Hank fans and family that choose to celebrate it.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
He's ready.
I love it.
I think he speaks for all of us.
Thursdays, we're quite fond of them around here. Let's see what's special about this 26th day of the second month of 2026. 2-2-6-2-6. For those that like number stuff. 57 in, 308 left to go. We're almost done with February. March will start on Sunday.
You go back and forth. Sometimes it's February, sometimes it's February. You're a man of many facets.
It is 10 days until, unfortunately, we all go forward and spring forward to shift the clocks.
Gross.
Some people like that. I don't understand those
like
people.
Like who? People who don't like sleep?
Yeah. Kids. 19 days until St. Patrick's Day and 40 even days until Easter.
I'm still confused about all that.
Yeah.
It's just not.
You'll have to ask.
That begs to differ.
Our calendar specialist, Greg. Greg Orion.
Is he in the social media department?
Probably silently praying somewhere. There we go.
Hey.
It is National Chili Day. Yeah, maybe.
That should be in, like, November, don't you think?
Well, I mean, outside of our Fairburg, where we hit 80 today and we were skirting along at 88 yesterday, most of the country right now has been tornado cyclone bombed. So... yeah, they got snow everywhere up there. It's National Pistachio Day. If somehow they were affordable, I would enjoy them more.
Yeah, I found a bag the other day. I was like, try a pistachio.
Were they still good?
Yeah.
Sell those on the black market, man.
You know, I have a teenager now, so like pretty much all the money goes to this, and I just eat all the leftovers.
Oh,
I wear her leftover clothes.
Yep.
That's where I am in life.
Still never found that bag of Doritos. Oh, well. Tell a Fairy Tale Day.
Ooh, let's.
Levi Strauss Day.
Yes, please.
He was born on this date way back.
I'd love a rivet.
It is Carnival Day, or Carnival if you prefer.
But Mardi Gras over?
And at National Carpe Diem Day.
Dang it. Seize it.
Do it. On this date in history, 1870, the first ever New York subway line opened up.
I'm not going to take that. Is it open right now? The bomb cyclone?
Those tunnels still exist. Might be the only place there's not snow. On this date, 1919, just as they get ready to open up Palo Pinto State Park, the Grand Canyon National Park opened up.
There's a big crack. Let's go camping.
Before that, it was just a hole. 1930, the first red and green traffic lights were installed, and appropriately in a place that they probably didn't even pay attention to it then. It was Manhattan.
Oh, dear.
Musically, two songs on this date did something. 1966, number one on the charts. Nancy Sinatra's These Boots Are Made for Walking.
I do love a white plastic boot.
And then 1983, it was Michael Jackson's Thriller hit number one.
Right after Valentine's.
Yeah, it's... mostly associated with Halloween type things, but I could see it being scary. Thank you.
Thank you. Now I'm going to be panicked the rest of the day.
Good. Well, just wait until Willa Flow died. On this date in 1993, the bomb exploded in the garage of the World Trade Center. 1995, Selena performs her last ever concert in Houston.
Tragic.
At least we had some love on this date in 2009. Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen got married.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. Love when see love. And on this date, it was 2020 when Lent did begin, Heather Lee.
Okay.
40 days out. And it was on that date that the Pope, 6 years ago, asked people to give up trolling on the internet for Lent.
Hello?
I don't think that took.
Such an odd time to be alive, isn't it? What's wrong with people on the internet?
Some interesting days. He was born on this date in 1932, and we will celebrate it musically today. The greatness of Johnny Cash, everybody.
I love you.
Salute to the man in black, indeed. Former, and it's pretty light after that, Marshall Faulk, 53.
He plays the football.
Well, he did. Okay. It's been some time.
He probably still does. Maybe he plays flag football, or maybe he was just waiting for you to play some tennis. Thanks a lot, KB.
Yeah. Well, he can keep waiting on that. I'm, my arm is pretty. That's okay.
The pain is part of it.
Thank you, AI.
A plus.
And then turning 73 today. When a man loves a woman. And I believe he's had a tough go recently. So our best to Michael Bolton and a happy birthday.
Did you know that he once cut off his mullet to donate $70,000 to charity?
It's about worth it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd pay that much for Michael Bolton's mullet if I had that kind of cash.
Would you do that with your jorts?
If I keep my hair going the way it is, I'll be growing one soon. Elsewhere, happy birthday to Ty Webker, Doogie Anderson, and Alonzo, Mr. Mid-Range Butler. Happy birthday. All right. Stop him. Golly. Let the show get away from us there. It's a Will It Float Thursday. What goes into the tank? Well,
Will It Float!
You're going to love it.
KB and Heather Lee.